Right now, panel, it's time for a game that we call
the Trump Dump.
Sometimes there's so much Trump news in a single week, you just have to grab a magazine and stay with it until you deal with all of it. We're going to ask you rapid-fire questions about Trump, true or false. Get it right, you get a point. Here we go. Bim, true or false. On Thursday, Trump said the Mueller investigation has cost taxpayers $30 million.
Sure, true.
No, false. He said that on Tuesday. On Thursday, he said it was $40 million. Brian, true or false. When asked what he was thankful for on Thanksgiving, Trump said himself.
False.
No, it's true. That's what he said. Tom, true or false. This week, Donald Trump said he did not know if Janet Yellen was smart enough to lead the Federal Reserve.
True.
No, false. Oh. He said he didn't know if she was tall enough to lead the Federal Reserve.
What?
Absolutely true. He decided that at only like 5 feet something, she was too short to have the position. Bim, true or false, responding to a question about climate change, Trump said that the oceans are very, very large.
False.
That's right. He said the oceans are very small. Brian, true or false, at a rally in Biloxi, Mississippi, Trump entered the stage through a fake chimney in the manner of Santa Claus.
False.
No, that's true. Tom, true or false, later at that same rally, he told the crowd, people say he looks like Elvis.
This game is so hard. True.
Yes. Brian, true or false, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo hired an aide who got the job despite saying that President Trump has made some, quote, rookie errors.
True.
No, false. She said Trump is, quote, delusional on foreign policy and demonstrates frightening ignorance.
It's always worse. It's just always worse.
Panel, time for some more questions from the week's news. Brian, in South Korea, stressed out students and office workers have a great chance to escape the pressures of everyday life. Thousands of people there have paid $90 to spend a day relaxing. Where?
All right, give me a light hint.
Light hint. Well, this is actually true. At the end of your day, you are given a certificate of parole.
Oh, they go in, spend some time in the clink, in jail.
In prison, yes.
Because that makes you realize you ain't got it so bad, and actually, prison is relaxing.
Well, yes. This is basically the idea that for $90 you get to go relax in a prison, quote unquote. You put on a uniform, you're locked in a small room without any technology. That's very important. You have to give up your phone. You can't talk to the other inmates, and you get your meals slid to you through a slot in the cell door. Imagine how lucky Paul Manafort feels. He gets all of this for free. And this is because apparently South Koreans are extremely stressed, and getting away from it all, even if it's to a weird facsimile of a jail, seems like a wonderful break.
I thought South Korea was the fun Korea.
Yeah. Yeah, all the North Koreans are like, You're trying to get into jail?
Yeah. I thought they had like cool video games we haven't even heard of yet, and they were really enjoying their
K-pop
life.
K-pop bands.
K-pop bands. Yeah. Yeah. They were really going off. This sounds kind of bleak.
I think you just did come up with a great tourism slogan for South Korea. It's like, come to South Korea, the fun Korea.
I like it. I think, you know, in many ways, we've all grown too wealthy.
You think?
Yeah, and you can tell because we're paying money to go to jail.
That's true.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, having said that, I want to try it.
Yeah, you know, we brought this up so we can make fun of it, but the more I talk about it, I'm like, that actually sounds pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I get the part about not wanting to spend money, so just go out and just push an old lady over into traffic.
Yeah.
He's in the jailhouse now.
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 I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now.